It's important so that when the incident that happened with my son and a friend of his, where they were specifically targeted to look at a swastika and were faced with a Hail Hitler salute while in school, that there would be somebody there for them to go to when something like this happens.
Someone there for them to go to when something like this happens. That's David Baker, a parent within the Ottawa Public School Board, where they are trying to make a change after a couple of really, really sad, distressing incidents that happened earlier this year. So the public school board is creating a Jewish equity coach, someone who would be there for students in a situation like that, should something like that happen again. Sadly, it seems inevitable that it might. And someone who could help educate staff and students about anti-Semitism. This was voted on unanimously by trustees at the Ottawa Carleton District School Board this week. Dr. Nellie Kaplan-Murth put the motion forward to create that position, saying that the rise in anti-Semitism is frightening, does not bode well for any equity-seeking group. Andrea Friedman is on the line now, president and CEO of the Jewish Federation of Ottawa. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning.
What are your thoughts about this move to put a coach in place to take some proactive steps after some distressing stuff in December, particularly incidents at Sir Robert Borden that received quite a bit of attention that happened on December 1st there, where two students were charged with hate crimes. What is your reaction to making this kind of a move?
So I think it's long overdue, and I really applaud the trustees for not just approving this motion, but doing so unanimously. I think after 2 years of increased anti-Semitism and increased seriousness of some of the incidents that we've seen, the trustees have taken action, and I applaud them for this. It would have been better had it taken place earlier, but we're just relieved to be in the place where we're able to finally push back against anti-Semitism.
Do you think the delay, how slow we are in moving on some of this, is that some people are in denial about how much of this is still happening or is increasingly happening, that we like to think that we're in a better place than where we are, and it sometimes takes a while to realize, no, we actually have to act and not just kind of cross our fingers and hope this goes away?
I think that's a big piece of it. I think the recent hate crime statistics have to be a wake-up call to everybody. So Statistics Canada has indicated that Jewish Canadians are the target of 62% of all religiously motivated crimes, and yet Jews are only 1% of the population. So it's very clear we're being disproportionately targeted. I think part of the challenge and why it's taken so long to get this point is that anti-Semitism is often misunderstood. And it really is the anti-Semitism on the left that it's not that it's more problematic than anti-Semitism on the right, but I think it's harder to understand. And it goes something like this, that Jews are perceived to be white and privileged and hence less deserving or less in need of support, and that hatred directed to Jews is really viewed as a lesser form of racism. And I think we've encountered that across the board in society today.
That's interesting. The way we perceive groups over the years and the position that they're in our society, and then we extrapolate from that and decide that it's not hurtful or not as hurtful, not as...
Yeah, or it gets dismissed as a joke, or you're taking something too seriously, or, you know, it's not that big of a deal. That's often what Jews get, and that's why we're so grateful that the Center for Israel and Jewish Affairs introduced a new learning tool called Unlearn Anti-Semitism, because what it really does is it lets you understand and see what the real-life experiences are of Jewish students today.
So the Unlearn It Education Hub, is that what you're referring to, or is that something different?
No, exactly. It's the Unlearn It Education Hub.
Okay. So how does that work exactly? How can students and educators take advantage of that?
So everybody can go online and see it. And really what it does is it provides short educational videos and discussion guides. So, you know, when you look through it, there's a case study as an example of a young Jewish girl who comes face-to-face with anti-Semitism for the first time at school. She's not in school on a Jewish holiday, and one of her classmates asked her where she was, and she was really excited to share her Jewish tradition with this classmate, and the response of her classmate was that Jews suck and Israel is evil. And I think what the case study highlights is not just the pain of that experience, but very often anti-Semitism takes place in public forums. And so you have the person who's the victim, you have the perpetrator, and then you have the group to which these types of tools are really geared to. It's the bystanders. It's the people who up to now have too frequently done nothing and accepted it as the normalization. And what we need is the bystanders to begin to take action and to speak out when they see anti-Semitism.
So this gives some of those kids, some of those students, an idea of how to do that, how to express themselves in a way that might be helpful, might be powerful. Or how does it sort of work in terms of the scenario?
Well, the first piece is it gives them the tools to identify it.
Okay.
Some cases of anti-Semitism are blatant, but others are not. Another case study talks about a young boy in his hockey team that he experiences anti-Semitism because they're not happy with some of their practice times. And his classmates' reaction to this is, well, you're rich and Jewish, get us better practice times. That's anti-Semitic. But people might not realize it because, in part, it came from the perception that you're in a position to be helpful on this issue. But it is blatant anti-Semitism to think that Jews have that type of control.
The name of this hub, Unlearn It Education Hub, for kids that young, and we're seeing this in kids that are quite young, where are they learning it? Is this a discourse that they're hearing in their homes, or is it because they have access to social media at such a young age, television, that kind of thing? Where are they learning some of these biases?
It varies tremendously, and I would say yes, yes, and yes to your question. I think what's particularly troubling is online, because what happens is, and this is part of the Unlearn It Hub, it sort of explains how algorithms work on social media and how inadvertently we get exposed to hate and conspiracy theories, and it happens slowly and gradually. And if you're not given the tools to understand and appreciate what's happening, you'll accept it as truth.
This is a big step, obviously, that the board is doing something. Is there more that you would like to see happen at our local school boards to try to be proactive?
Absolutely. There's a lot of work to be done to combat against anti-Semitism and hate in general. I think a Jewish equity coach is an important and meaningful first step, but it's not a panacea. One person alone can't push back against the scourge of anti-Semitism. And so it has to be part of their holistic plan that includes education for students, includes education for staff and for administrators. And I think it also, and we've seen this across the board in Canadian society, examples like the Leif Maroof affair are very clear. Too often, anti-Semites get put into positions of teaching racism to others. And that is going to have a devastating societal impact.
Andrea Friedman, I thank you very much for your time.
Andrea
is president and CEO of the Jewish Federation of Ottawa. It is 10:17 here on News Talk 580 CFRA, the public school board here in Ottawa, making a move to create a Jewish equity coach to try to help educate staffs and students about anti-Semitism.